This is how, therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita, we have a full statement that reality is at once immobile and mobile. It is akshara and kshara at the same time. Because it is kshara, it can also become multiple. If it was only akshara, it cannot become multiple. All multiplicity is due to the mobile character of the reality. In immobility, it is one. In its mobility, it is multiple. Therefore, we get the description, reality is one-many. The oneness is not destroyed because of multiplicity. Oneness remains. In immobility, oneness always remains. In mobility only, there is multiplicity. But at the same time, this reality, which is at once akshara and kshara, can be described as two that are one. Akshara is one, kshara is another, they are two. These two are really one, because oneness is never abolished. So you have mathematics of the Vedic knowledge, one that is two, which is many, which are two, which are one. Such is the nature of reality.
Can you repeat the sentence?
One that is two, which are multiple,
one that is two,
which are multiple, which are two, which are one.
This is something like the father who is the son becomes the father.
Yes,
this
that is the Vedic
thing,
idea.
The
yes.
Vedic idea.
So that is the nature of complexity of reality. Therefore we say reality is complex, not simple. If it was only simple, it would be one, that's all. When we say reality is complex, it means reality is one that is two, which is multiple, which is two, which is one. That is the reality. Reality is such a nature.
And this statement also shows the movement.
Everything.
The entire evolution is being depicted by this one simple statement.
Absolutely. So that is the idea of Purushottama. The one is Purushottama. He is not only Purusha. If there was no complexity, it won't be Purushottama at all. No need of saying Purushottama. It is Purushottama because it is complex. So Purushottama is that which is two. He is Purusha and yet Paraprakriti, which are two, which are one. Reality, which is absolutely itself, it has the capacity of manifesting without losing his immobility. Therefore there are two. But both must be one, otherwise from where does it come into existence? It must be one by itself. Therefore, it is one that is two which are one. Therefore, the Vedic idea was, in image, there is an image of bull and the cow. The bull and the cow are one. He and she are one. This is the secret knowledge, you might say. There is a canto in Savitri which is entitled Secret Knowledge. And this is the secret knowledge. He and she are one. And the play between he and she is the secret of the whole world. The whole world is nothing but a play of he and she, that is a Purushottama and Paraprakriti. This is the play of the whole world. And if you don't grasp this difference and this identity, the world is inexplicable.
This be Shiva and Shakti?
Shiva and Shakti. They are both one, and yet there is a play between the two.
But why do you say that it's a play between Purushottama and Paraprakriti?
Because that is the supreme. Shiva is Purushottama.
And Paraprakriti. Okay.
Paraprakriti is the Shakti. Shiva Shakti. So it's a play between Purushottama and Paraprakriti.
So Amshad is also Purushottama and Paraprakriti.
Purushottama
is Akshara, that is Kshara. Purushottama is Akshara, that is Kshara.
Can you say that it is Akshara that becomes Kshara? No, that is Kshara.
It doesn't become.
It is Kshara.
Akshara remains Akshara. It does not be diminished.
So it is both Akshara and Kshara together.
Together. The moment you make a division, you fall into a trap. The reality must be seen as it is. Supposing I say there is one diamond, it has eight aspects. One diamond having eight aspects. We see diamonds, isn't it? So many aspects of the same diamond. Such is the reality. So if you ask a question, where does the oneness of the diamond cease and where the eightness starts? If you ask this question, how will you answer? You can simply say, such is the nature of diamond.
Different facets.
It has different facets. Reality is of such a nature. What can you do about it? Then you can say, where does that oneness cease and when eightness starts? Such is the nature of reality. You have to describe reality as it is.
But the name of the oneness would be Akshara. But the name of the oneness would be Akshara or Purushottama.
Purushottama.
Akshara is not different from Kshara.
Akshara is not different. No, it is. And then Purushottama is the eighth aspect.
No, you might say Purushottama is one, which is at once Kshara and Akshara, which are also one. Such is the nature of reality. You cannot now say that, why should it be like that? That's why it is Adbhutam. Mm-hmm. This reality is Adbhutam.
Isn't it correct to say that Brahma is the Akshara, or that's also incorrect?
The word Brahman is normally used for essence. That is Akshara. Usually, Brahman is a word which is used for Akshara. But it is also used to indicate that it is that which is stuff of all that moves. Akshara is the essence, but not merely essence. It is also the stuff of all that moves. That's the full description of the word Brahman. But normally, when you speak of Akshara or Brahman, it's identical. But really speaking, it is not so. The full definition of Brahman is, it is the essence, which is also the stuff of all that moves. This table is also Brahman. the stuff of it is the Brahman. So there are now three words which have been used: Purushottama is at once Brahman, Purusha and Ishvara. Now this is a very important secret of the Indian knowledge. Let us dwell a little upon it.